Barrhead, more than 200 local students will lose funding for bus service this fall as the Pembina Hills School Division Board discussed new provincial direction and changes to in-town busing distances from school for funded bus services on April 16. Heather Nuninga, Secretary-Treasurer for the Pembina Hills School Division, explained the current measurement distance is students over 1 kilometer from school were funded for bus service. The new distance defined by the province starting in the fall is students over 1.6 kilometers from school will be funded. For Barrhead, that affects 242 students using busing today who will no longer be funded for busing as of September, costing parents money for students to continue to ride the bus. "I am not happy with the change," said Pembina Hills School Division Board Chairperson David Truckee. "I think it is to the disadvantage to students within town in those distances." The transportation services fees in the fall for ECS to grade 6 students between 1.0 kilometers and 1.6 kilometers from school will be charged $200, subject to availability. Pembina Hills School Division Vice Chair Judy Lefebvre questioned how to explain the provincial change and the costing increases to parents. "Pembina Hills School Division fought hard to get the fee down to $100 for in-town students, and it resulted in longer routes for rural students by around 10 minutes. Nuninga gave the board options to consider. "School trustees were frustrated by the impact of the provincial change and how this would affect families' abilities to afford busing for their children." School trustee Victoria Kane had researched other divisions and fees are much higher, between $450 to $595 for ineligible students who do not live within the defined distances from school. "The idea for consideration of a walking school bus was worthy of conversation," said school trustee Sherry Allen. "Discussion on the walking bus idea identified that supervision would be needed for the students walking with them to school, but the concept would not be funded." Kane said an increase to meet cost recovery is what to do in her mind. Nuninga said there has been an increase in the number of in-town families considering busing. "This year there have been out-of-town routes have added some in-town pickups rather than adding buses dedicated to in-town busing," said Chantel Heidel, transportation director. "Priority in placement is the eligible students, and then ineligible students can fill open space depending on bus capability," as per Nuninga. "Buses are filled to 95% capacity. The division average for time on buses is 69 minutes as per Heidel." Superintendent Brett Cooper says Barrhead rural routes are not increasing as much as they could due to transportation efficiency measures that have been taken by Heidel's group. "Early bus registration is critical to ensure that eligible students have their spot confirmed on their bus route. Alberta government rules have changed, and in the 2026-2027 school year there will be another busing fee increase for ineligible students. There is some transitional funding available. Fees are only charged if students are not eligible for busing services."